Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated with the Chad Hartman Show, live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Can I have an opening salvo since you're just talking about the Christmas tree?
Yes.
The fake tree, underrated. Fake tree, underrated. If you want to go all in, and you're a purist, and you want to kill one of God's creatures.
Wow.
That's what you're doing. Dave Harrigan, yes or no, are you killing one of God's creatures?
You are.
Okay.
Not only that, you're torturing it.
Yeah.
Are you giving it a little water? Sure, we'll let you hang in there
for a
little bit. With no roots, by the way. Yeah. No roots.
Yes. Yeah. Here's a little sampling.
We're going to hang a bunch of stuff on you.
Wow. Wait, no. None of your little members of your tree can't fall on our carpet. No. We'll just vacuum that up really quick. And by the way, that water we gave you, that better not spill on our carpet,
ooh,
too.
Is using you for your scent.
Yeah. Are you team fake tree?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fake trees look great.
They look better than real trees.
Yeah. Other things that are fake that look better. This is fraught with difficulty. But we'll do it here. Go ahead, and outside of a very small amount, I'll read them all. Something that's fake that looks better than the real deal. 651-461-9226. You're the real deal. You're not fake. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yes, and Thursday. I'm filling in for Vanita on Thanksgiving morning.
Why don't you just shiver in the back? I mean, honestly.
What do you mean by that?
I think that's, Dave, yes or no, she making a move for that show.
Could be.
Oh, I'm making a move.
Yeah?
Making a move. Yeah. No, I'm not. I don't want to get up at 6 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning.
Well, I hate to tell you, you'd have to get up a little earlier than 6.
No, I'm going
to
be
the
rolling
show
in.
Starts at 6.
I'll be rolling in at 5:56.
I believe that.
You better believe it.
Sounds early to me.
I'm going to have pajamas on.
What happens when daylight saving comes around?
Shut up. Am I ever going to live that down?
Nope. You're never going to live that down.
I don't want to say this on the air.
Go ahead, say it, though.
I still kind of can't believe how I didn't get a little bit, fired for that. I mean.
A little bit fired.
I mean. A little bit. That was bad.
Can you put the mic down just a
second? I can't see my honey bear.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
That's better.
That's fine. Sit on the floor.
You squat.
Yeah.
Can you define little bit fired?
Well, I don't know. Maybe suspended. I mean, remember Dark? Dark used to get suspended because he would say bad things on the air and say he had a toothache and then go to Hawaii.
Okay.
Dark was the king of making up stuff to get out of work.
How about the teeth thing?
He used that a lot.
He used the teeth thing and would go to Grandview where I would see him up there and sometimes play golf with him. I'm like, how do you pull that off? And he just would be dark. Mm. And then he'd go to Hawaii for 2 months. I mean.
Because he had a toothache.
You know what that is? A genius.
It is. That he maintained his status around here.
He did one time walk into a studio, though, and didn't realize and said, effing Phil Huebner. And that was a problem.
Oh.
That was a problem. That was a suspension.
He has let the F-bomb go. Once or twice on air, he used to. I remember different stories.
Yeah, could be.
So I have my overrated, underrated property list that I just worked on, so I'm sorry I've not given it a great deal of thought this
Hold
week.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, Dave. What are your thoughts on that? What are your first – by the way, keep texting in 651.
Things that are better fake than real.
Yeah. And
they can't all be boobs.
And I'm getting, you know, endless texts from every male friend of mine. Boobs, boobs, boobs.
I want to know if that's true.
What part is true?
If – okay, I'm gonna go right – and ask you.
Yeah.
Have you in your life had the opportunity to experience a fake boob or a real boob?
Both.
So I would contend that a fake boob is not as nice and soft and voluptuous as a real boob.
This could get me in really big trouble.
I'm just saying.
But what do I care? I think there is some line in fake boobery. Where if it's like a baseball.
Yeah, that's
if it's
not fun.
So absurdly hard.
Yes.
Then no.
No.
But if there's some addition and enhancing, then yes. And also, by the way, if somebody wants to do it, more power to them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Some want to do it because maybe they have kids. Some want to do it because they're getting older. Some want to do it because society calls for it. I hope not there.
Right.
We have all sorts of ways for people to look better. I mean, what is the – like right now, I mean, the fillers are just over the top.
Too much.
The fillers are way worse than the boob jobs to me.
And I feel like I know so many people that do it. And they kind of look like they're fish, like their lips are out.
Exactly.
And, I don't. How do you do it in a way that's not so puffy? I don't know.
Well, that's you better have someone in plastic surgery, boobs, face, butt, whatever
cheeks.
Eyes, you name it, where you can trust. And I would think the first time they have to make sure they go lesser than you think they should.
That's the best route,
right?
I think.
With the option, we can do more,
right?
Because yes, there have been times in my life where I'm like, "What is?" I mean,
you could float on them.
Let me just grab the table here. There's no pliability, and others, tremendous.
Well, you'll never see a set on me.
Never.
Mm-mm.
So
I have good boobs.
You have great boobs.
I mean, I just say
again, that, getting myself in more trouble.
No, you're not. I mean. Yeah. I think if you have a nice shape and you know, then you just stick with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff Gonsales comes down, the boss, and
says.
He's
got an endorsement.
He's got an endorsement from, I don't know, fill in your blank.
Okay, fill in the blank.
And they love you, which they should. You're a character. And they want to appeal to all audience, including, you know, what are you, 42, 43?
You're so sweet.
You out?
Depends on how much money it is. If it's like, because I know what it is.
Not just the boobs. The boobs would not be enough.
I want to know what I would get back for endorsement money.
So if they just said your endorsement, a lot of times, as you know, the endorsement is the product.
No, I want money.
Okay. So what would you, I have no idea. What would you guess? You go to one of the better plastic surgeons and you say, I just want a touch up.
Okay.
I don't want to all of a sudden have triple D's. I want to touch up.
Right.
And are we talking $5,000?
I don't even know.
$10,000? I don't. Somebody text me.
Text if you've had your breasts done and let us know about what was the range. You know, a lot of women who've had breast cancer get a nice.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
Like, but you're for that, right?
If you have 100%.
You have mastectomy,
you
yes.
You want boobs? Yeah, for gosh sakes.
Listen, if you want to look better, again. Listen, we're a talk show. We give opinions.
We do.
Okay.
Especially right now.
Especially right now, a lot of boob talk.
Right. Did you know we were going down this road?
No
today?
Idea. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
I guess
started. My view of moderation, you could look at that and say, who says you get to decide? I don't. You get to do it. I just feel bad when people go over the top and it just kind of ruins the look.
Right. And they think it looks great. And that's the hard part. You know, when you get all that stuff done, you look in the mirror and go, oh, this is exactly what I wanted. And
they,
it looks.
They might not, though.
Maybe they go, oh, boy, did I mess up.
All right, well, we got a lot of boob techs here.
I knew we would.
All right, let's pause because we're already the segment number one and we haven't even started. All right, so we'll get it done.
Okay,
we'll get it done. 651-461-9226. You have an overrated, and you have, because this will remind you, Susie, how we started, something that fake is better than real. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What do they say, Chad?
We're getting a lot. 80s hair metal cover bands. Those guys are old and can't sing anymore. So they're suggesting the fake ones, the cover bands, are better.
Yeah. That's cute.
The fake J.J. McCarthy is better than the real one. My ex-wife got a fake nose. She looks fantastic. Let's face it, I paid for it. Fake flowers, the only way to go.
Oh. Oh, that I didn't think about that.
Dave, you're not looking pleased.
No, I don't really know.
I mean, they look good. Yeah, I guess.
But they're not the real thing. No. I don't know.
My fake dating profile is better than the actual me.
Yay.
Fake orgasm, if you ask me. All right, Dave.
Oh.
Let's make Dave our sexologist here.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Congratulations, first
Thank
of all.
Thank you. Well, it's a term I've... Believe me, I've earned it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yes or no, do you believe you can determine fake or not fake?
Yes.
You believe you can?
I am the sexologist.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're the sexologist. Susie, do you think most men really can determine fake or not fake regarding an orgasm?
No.
I think she's 100% correct.
Right. I mean, we're really good at acting, and a lot of times we just want to go finish watching Grey's Anatomy.
Haven't you gotten enough of, like, the first 30 seasons of Grey's Anatomy?
I mean, will that show ever end?
I'm making that up. Yeah. Just the first thing that popped in my head, but yeah, no.
Are you?
If you talk to some women...
Are you a skilled faker?
I don't know. I usually just go, oh, that was nice.
And she looks at her shoes. That was great effort there, buddy.
I got to be honest. You know,
a pat on the back.
I'm feeling pretty good about my effort, you know, and the execution, the game plan, you know, pre-snap, post-snap, with the KOC. I really don't want to hear, oh, that was nice.
That was nice. You'd say it a little differently.
How would you say it?
Like, that was nice.
Well, that's a little better than how you said it initially, right?
Still not good. Still not great.
Yeah, I don't think.
Pat him on the head.
Yeah. Okay. A couple boobs discussing boobs. Great. Yes.
Oh, haha.
I like fake cheese and individually wrapped processed cheese slices over real cheese.
Oh,
gross.
Well, I mean, it was an interesting idea. They, you know, we're talking about fake and real.
Yeah.
Okay.
A fake compliment is better than the truth.
Oh.
Okay. So let's say we're talking relationship situation here.
Yeah.
And things are a little edgy. Things are a little uncomfortable. And you end up getting a fake compliment as opposed to the fight continuing. Which way does Susie Jones want to go?
Depends on the mood, but I mean, I like a good fight.
Yeah.
I'm generally, truly, like, this has happened when I was married, for example. The person I was married to would come out
You can say his name. Don't want to say his name? That's fine. Okay. Your call.
Yeah. He knows who he is.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Yep.
And he remember once or a couple times, whatever, would have a shirt on that I thought was ridiculous.
Like, what kind of shirt would this be?
A little bit like Seinfeld puffy sleeves or like a little polyester with pattern. I don't know. I just didn't like it. I didn't say, dude, that you should change that.
You wouldn't say that.
I didn't because sometimes don't want to hurt their feelings.
Like, right.
Now, my Kay Jones, she will tell you in a heartbeat.
Would she say this to your ex-husband?
Yeah, and to me.
Yeah.
I mean, she is.
How did the ex-husband handle that from his mother-in-law?
I don't remember if she ever said it to him. Yeah, right.
Okay, would you dress like couples? Like some couples, same colors and stuff and all that sort of thing?
No.
Kathleen was big on that.
Yeah, like to kind of match.
She did too. Carly did too, actually.
My gal likes it too.
Your gal likes it?
Yep.
I think there's a lot of people who like that.
Not exactly the same, but sort of coordinated. So if you have a sport coat on and a red tie, she might pick a dress that kind of brings that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, that's not bad.
I think
that's a little. But even sometimes. Arriving at a party.
Even sometimes more casual, right?
Oh.
I think it's. Am I stereotyping? Say more women are inclined to do that, but. Listen, there are male friends of mine. It wouldn't shock me at all if they believed in it, too.
Fashion is big among both genders.
Oh, God, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I betcha.
Fake boyfriend or girlfriend. Sometimes that is better.
The one you pay for?
Yeah, exactly. Pictures of restaurant food.
Wow, that's a really good text. That is such a great
one. Because sometimes you go to a restaurant. Well, I'll tell you this. The Airbnb we stayed at in Hawaii.
Oh, another one.
Which for the first couple nights we stayed at, and then we were out of there.
Like
all those pictures were fake.
Oh, yeah. Hotel pictures, all of it better than
one shower working, AC not working.
Oh, man.
Shades not working. Two of the bedrooms, it was about 85 degrees.
Jeez.
And brightest can be at 550. Not good.
Okay, not good.
This is going to be a multi-part overrated. Underrated, properly rated.
Can I interject something here?
Of course you can.
I am actually supposed to go to a press conference.
So you're going to go with yours here, and then you're going
to
leave.
I have to leave because I have to go to St. Paul.
That's fine. Go. Sure? What do you have here for overrated?
Well, I was just going to say the Vikings are overrated. That's fine. But then a good football game is perfectly rated. I watched that Eagles-Dallas game last night, and to have them come back and beat the Eagles – that was really good.
That was something I did not see coming at all.
No, nor did I.
I watched the Eagles total control early.
Oh.
Gave up on it. Part of what I did, we'll get to my overrated, underrated, properly rated. And then I saw the video of Brian Schottenheimer, backwards visor. And I'm like, what the hell happened there?
Yeah.
You know?
It was a good game.
Yep.
And then I'll just say the holidays at this point today are a little overrated because I have too much to do this week because I bring sweet potatoes and green beans to my cousin Luke's for Thanksgiving, and I'm working on Thanksgiving for Vanita, as I mentioned. And so I all of a sudden feel like, gosh, I'm running out of time. And I have an appointment Wednesday to get my hair touched up.
Oh, finally.
Yes. Right.
About time.
Yeah. So I have too much going on, and I'm also hungry right now, so I could be really mean.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pick something up on my way to St. Paul.
Treat?
Well, I'm going to get myself lunch and go to the press conference.
Well, you could get us a treat there, couldn't you, Dave?
How important is the press conference?
Yeah, what sort of press conference are you attending?
You know what? It's Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar talking about hemp, H-E-M-P, and how this new law that
they're
going
to try to bring it back?
Well, I don't know. It kind of put a clinker in the whole.
How are you doing the 2 o'clock newscast?
I'm not. Laura's going to do it. I haven't checked out any of this. I have not asked ahead of
time
at all.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Laura.
She could run over and get a treat.
I also would like maybe, let's see, this 2 o'clock news conference,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They normally are fairly prompt.
Right.
They'll talk 10 minutes.
Yeah.
She could be back here at 2:50, right?
Absolutely.
You want me to bring a treat back at 2:50?
I'd like a treat every single day. And you just told me some news off air. That we probably can't talk yet on air?
Not quite, but when we can, we can. And
we will.
I will tell you, it's going to be a big commitment on my part.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, and it hurts us. So go ahead and speculate what it might be.
Like
it's a big commitment. Susie's happy with it. And then
it
like
hurts
we,
you guys.
Like we normally do, Dave and I just decide, how does it affect us?
Always.
Not well.
I think it could have very positive effects on us, frankly.
Yeah, because you're...
You have no idea where I'm going with this. Okay. We can't do it now.
All right, hit the road.
All right, I'll be back.
All right, let's go with... we'll go a shortened version of our overrated, underrated property, Ray. But I know Dave has a few, I have a few. The texters are coming in. And also we're going to get to a story where I am baffled on why boys are allowed to do something, in this case, a female is not. Makes no sense to me. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's a top 10 bumper music theme today.
Thank you very much. Underrated, one might say.
Properly. The Vikings gained 4 yards in the second half yesterday. By the way, where were those 4 yards? I certainly didn't see them.
They were not in the third quarter when they were -10,
no,
I think.
No. Great special teams, too. So Dave is finding music where it goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, for the 4 yards.
That's right. Count them up, baby.
All right. What do you got, sucker?
We will start with an overrated. I think you deserve an apology, or you need to owe an apology, I should say.
Excuse me?
For your take last week on Waymo. Just singing the praises of Waymo.
My man.
How wonderful it is. And now we learned over the weekend via the Times how the entire city of San Francisco has been in mourning for weeks, months perhaps, after Waymo ran over and murdered a beloved neighborhood cat. And yet you're still singing the praises of Waymo, Chad. Shame on you.
Oh, yeah. No humans have ever run over a cat or a dog or a platypus.
Hey, this is Waymo. This is supposed to be the perfect driving machine.
I never suggested that.
That's what you said.
I'm the perfect driver. I'm a tremendous driver.
Oh, I'm sure you're tremendous.
Underrated. Head on a swivel. You know. Eyes in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine.
Another underrated. I should guess this is the first underrated. The weather the last 2 weekends. Fall is not a good season.
No, we know that.
But what Mother Nature has provided us the last two, specifically on the weekends, giving us sun, 50s, I think touched 60 last week, 2 weekends ago. For fall cleanup weather, bravo.
Oh,
fall.
Yeah.
Bravo. You really did us a nice service.
Well, I mentioned last weekend I was super busy, right? And it just, from the trip to see Hunter get married to the first 10 days back. And then this weekend was low. I didn't feel good on Saturday, but out and about a lot yesterday. You're right. For low 50s and Saturday was the windier of the days. And we're talking late November. Excellent.
Yes. Yesterday was phenomenal. It was shorts weather.
You want to know why that was better? Because that should be the coldest day fall has. If fall really wants to show us something, mm-hmm. 51 should be the coldest day. Because on Thanksgiving, when it's fall, and you're in northern Minnesota, you're going to have 6 inches of snow, and it's 22 for all you fall lovers.
Overrated. Reading RFK Jr.'s erotic poetry.
Overrated.
I did not need that in my
life.
Yeah,
I don't. I've heard the term before. I'm out on the term every single time. Overrated her getting this chance, too. I mean, honestly. She's getting the chance because she's an attractive woman,
mm-hmm.
right? And Ryan Lizza is crushing her. Crushing her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how Cheryl, Larry's ex, that's what I'm going with, at least on the show.
The former Mrs. LD.
The former Mrs. LD in TV life. How do you think she's handled all of these details coming
Boy,
up?
Boy,
I don't know who's telling the truth. I know one guy who doesn't tell the truth on a regular basis. That's RFK Jr.
No. She's got to know her husband is a dog. And for whatever reason, she's okay with it. But to read the stuff he wrote.
That, oh yeah, that is deep love stuff.
Goodness gracious.
And grotesque stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's a question we should get into another time. Why do certain people, husband, wife, either way, husband, wife with wife, why do they stay with certain individuals?
Yeah.
And you could sit there and a lot of times, let's get the text going, oh, women stay with guys for money. You think Cheryl Hines needs the cash? Because she doesn't.
I think she's doing okay.
She's doing fine, right? And by the way, it's more than just the cash. But yeah, all excellent. Overrated. Doge. Doge was going to save us $2 billion annually.
Maybe $2 trillion. Who knows what they were going to find?
Yeah. No, it was $2 trillion, wasn't it?
I don't think the number can get high enough.
Was it $2 billion or was it two? No, it was $2 trillion.
I think trillion.
Yeah, it was $2 trillion. It's done. It's done already.
They did all the work? They saved the $2 trillion?
Yeah, they did. Every one of us should be for getting rid of waste. Every one of us should be for let's find a way to slow down the growth of government. This was just a sledgehammer poach. This is getting rid of essential people in the, let's go with this term, the disease community. It was something that needed surgery, and it was just a clomp fest.
You mean it wasn't the best idea to fire a lot of people, then realize, oh, we actually need those people and hire them back?
Over and over and over again. Right?
Did Doge save enough money to cover Southwest Light Rail?
No. No, that's never ending. I watched the Eddie Murphy doc.
Oh, I've been meaning to.
Nine. I'm so in the tank for Eddie. I love Eddie. I still believe Eddie at his funniest is the funniest human I've ever witnessed.
He'd say Richard Pryor.
He would. And I love Pryor. And I love Carlin. I love Chappelle. There's so many people. Bill Burr is brilliant right now.
Mulaney right now.
Mulaney right now. Some of it, too, is just Eddie's just a little bit older than me. And when he goes to SNL in 80 or 81, 81, I think. Or was it 80? Either way, I'm 15 and 16. This is pop culture wheelhouse for me. The two individuals in comedy who I massively sought out no matter what were Eddie Murphy and Letterman, right? And I'm elated that I was at a point in my life where, including on a TV about the size of your head at ASU for the first 2 years, I would find a way to see Letterman every night. And, I mean, just peak Eddie. So good. And so his willingness to sit down, show his openness, his intelligence, this house, oh, my God, the house, his family, what he did behind the scenes, what he wants to do, I loved it.
Two vastly different styles of comedy, Eddie and Dave.
Yes.
You saying those two at the peak.
Those two for me.
For you.
Okay. Those two for me in 81, 82, 83. Okay. When Dave starts the show in 82, and I, by the second time I saw it, I said, this is 100% speaking to me. That I want to watch this show as much as I can. And Eddie, incredibly different, including, by the way, multiple Eddie appearances with Dave, which were uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, I was going to fake an orgasm watching those two together. And sometimes it really clicked, and other times it did not, but well worth it. My Thanksgiving prep. I went to Target yesterday, got things necessary for food preparation. Then went to the grocery store and picked out And we got a big crew this year. We have potentially 15. So that's not really a big crew.
It's a good size.
Where do you think that is? What classifies as a big crew?
I think big, we're talking 20 plus.
20 plus? So with most likely 15 with Mikey showing up late, where's that? That's still above average, right?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think average is?
7? 8 to 10.
Yeah, right in there. I nailed almost everything that I have to. Now, other people are pitching in, too.
You were even allowed to pick out the food? Because you're not allowed to touch anything in the kitchen, right?
I am for appetizers.
Okay.
When it comes to the main deal, Hunter has basically said, I will have a taser. Get out of my way.
Don't even come in the room.
And the kid is a 9.5 as a chef. Not only do I love him massively and trust him more than anybody on the planet, but for a kid who was so finicky with food and so many challenges between the two of us over and over again, the fact he has turned into a brilliant chef is one of the most pleasant and shocking experiences of my life. And I'm not biased because everybody has Hunter's food. It's like, damn, this kid can cook. So then I get to my pop dilemma. Remember I told you a couple weeks ago when we were on the trip for his wedding, where we stayed at the nice Airbnb, not the dump one. And I had paid for the Pepsi.
Yep.
And then I put it down below with the other groceries. Okay. In the cart.
Bottom rack.
Bottom rack. And clearly this wasn't the J.J. McCarthy of grocers because she saw it right away. And she puts it back and says, he didn't pay for this. And I'm like, what? Yes. And then they're looking. I'm like, yes, I paid for it. Then I said to her, I go, I'm not going to steal the Pepsi. Yesterday, the Pepsi was purchased at Target. And it was underneath, and I was about to leave. And I went, no, hold on a second.
Another 12-er?
Another 12-er. I forgot the Pepsi. And the individual went to Target. Thank you so much. Paid for it. Put it right back down below.
Mm-hmm.
I actually parked near the grocery stable. What do you call it?
The cart corral.
The cart corral, yeah. Okay. Got a spot right there. Drove home. Started looking. I left it down below.
It's sad all by itself in the cart corral.
Or in the cart corral.
Somebody, no other groceries to
somebody
keep
had the mini 12-pack of Pepsi on me.
Wow.
Okay. The store is about 12 minutes away, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth going back the 25, you know, let's go 25-minute drive to get another 12-pack and bring, I guess, my credit card or my receipt? I don't know if I saved the receipt.
And do you think they're just going to give you one? They're going to your story of...
Should they?
No.
No. And should I go back?
No.
No.
This is what we call chalking up an L.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. My attention to the 12-pack of Pepsi over.
That's disappointing.
Rated. Let's talk about this story involving high school sports. And come on. If it's good for the boys, it should be good for the girls. We'll talk about that in moments. I want to talk Stretch Lab right now. On Friday when I finished the show, I took off right away. Because I had a fairly early Stretch Lab appointment, and it was good. I got a little side issue, so they were helpful with that. And also was another reminder that when you have a side issue, that upper body flexibility is not quite the same. And so that side issue is getting better by the day. And that's an example of what happens at the Stretch Lab locations across the metro area every half hour, every 50 minutes. Because you have dozens of locations, you have dozen plus locations, excuse me, for Stretch Lab in town, and you have great flexologists who've been trained for months. They have their specific resistance training that you can't do on your own. And they also have folks who, after that training, have the technology available to show you, hey, you might think it's your right shoulder. Really, it's your lower left side that's causing you the issues. I've been visiting and getting progress from Stretch Lab since 2019. Zero chance I'm slowing down. Friends and family aren't slowing down. It's worth the time. You're going to feel better right away after the first session. StretchLab.com. Even you, a non-Beatles lover, will still use him if it fits the bumper music theme.
Hey, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to push him to the side just because of my own personal feelings.
So this is a family, Red Lakes family. They have a daughter who's an excellent hooper. She was denied the chance to play basketball in a neighboring school where, guess what? Male classmates have that opportunity.
You got to co-op.
And they're accusing the school of sexual discrimination, a violation of Title IX. Chris and Amy Nelson asked the school board to let their daughter play for Red Lake County Central High School. It's about 25 miles east because Red Lake Falls doesn't have enough players for a girls' varsity team the past two seasons. Their Crookston have co-op agreements for boys' sports. The communities where they reside, this has become a big issue on social media. Player involved scored a 1,000th point her sophomore year. After playing varsity 8th, 9th, and 10th grade, Fred Falls before, guess what? The team was dissolved. They don't have enough players. Red Lake Falls and Central, the other school which we alluded to, long history of co-op for boys sports. Going back to 2007, in fact, the boys won their first baseball championship in June. The high school league sent an email to the Trib, where I'm picking the story up from. The decision to engage in a cooperative agreement is at the discretion of the school boards and administration of the member schools creating the co-op and is subject to approval by the league. The Red Falls School Board, again, where she attends, voted against co-opting for girls' varsity basketball in 2023. The vote was split, wait for the gender stereotype, on gender lines. Four men against, three women for. The Nelsons asked the school board what the plan was months and months ago for this year. And the board said it planned to have a junior varsity team. Guess what? She can't play junior varsity her senior year. Red Lake Falls emailed the school board asking them to let SN, that's how they're referring to the daughter, to play at Central. The Nelsons' attorney also sent a letter demanding they allow her player face litigation. The superintendent said in a sworn statement to U.S. District Judge Jerry Blackwell that Central agreed to a girls' basketball co-op, and the district's also entered in a co-op for volleyball and softball. The superintendent included a text between him and the Central schools saying our ultimate goal will be all sports combined for 50-50. But last week, Central officials sent a letter saying the complete co-op for all girls' sports was off the table, and the offer stands to let her play at Central. Nelson's attorney said SN shouldn't be used as a pawn to determine the future of all girls' sports. If you have it available for the boys and you have the numbers available for the girls and you don't do it, isn't that just simply discrimination?
Certainly seems like it, yeah.
I get it. If it's basketball and you only have four players, you can't have a team.
Even if you only have five, a little tough.
Right. If you get to, what, eight? As in, no, I don't know, you know, scrimmage. You can't scrimmage. I guess the coaches have to scrimmage or scrimmage with the boys.
You four on four or something?
You do something. But in this era of open enrollment and kids endlessly, some because of them, many because of their parents, switching schools over and over and over again because what? Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got a situation where she's a very good player, and they just have a JV team, and we're trying to leverage things back and forth. Well, if we do the other sports, then we'll do it. Give me a break. If you have the players and you've been doing this with boys since 2007, and by the time we finish up next year's season, that's 19 years, but we're playing girl games with the the girls' team? Pretty insulting.
Yeah, a 4-3 vote. Men the 4, women the 3 for the school board to say, no, we're not going to co-op basketball. That's, boy, that's
you look awful.
Shady at best.
You look awful.
But why you can't, even if you don't have the co-op and this one person, one girl wants to play, why you can't say, you know what, fine.
Exactly. You look like you're out of the 1950s here. Girls do this, boys do this. The news of the day involving the Vikings is the McCarthy's now in the concussion protocol. We'll talk that, the game, and that Gopher defensive effort with Chipper Scoggins next hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.